Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Zevachim, Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, at the very bottom of the Amud, looking at the third Mishnah in our parak, Chatot Atzibur V'Hayachid. We're now going to see how a Korban Chatat is dealt with, and the Mishnah is going to delineate what the Chatot Atzibur are. Elohim Chatot Atzibur. And these are chatot tzibur that are done outside. See, Roshei Chodeshim v'Shal Mo'adot, that we dealt with really in detail as far as the reason they come at the beginning of Masechet Shavuot. And what is the halacha? Shechitatan b'tzafon, v'kibul davan b'chli shari b'tzafon, just like a chatat primit. V'damata unarba matanot alaba kronot. However, unlike chatat primit, where the dam goes inside, here the dam is going to go on the four corners of the mizbeach. Ketzad, how does that work? Alava Kevesh, the coin would go up the Kevesh, which means he's coming up from the south side, walking north. Fanala Sovev, he would then take a right turn on the Sovev, which is the mid-level walkaway that goes around the side of the Mizbeach. Uvalo Lekeren Dromit Mizrachit. So therefore, the first corner he would hit would be the southeast corner, because he's walking up on the south side, takes a right turn, that's to the east. And so therefore he hits the southeast corner, Mizrachit Tzfonit, and then continues walking to the northeast corner, Tzfonit Maravit, northwest corner, Maravit Dromit, then comes back to the north, the southwest corner, and then Shirei Adam Yashofech Ayisod Dromit. He would then throw the Shiraim out, not on the Yisod Maravi, as we had with the Chatat Pnimit, but rather the southern Yisod, V'nachalim Fnei HaKlaim, Nezuchech Hunah B'chol Machal Yom B'Layel Al Chatzot. The Chatat, now we're finally talking about korbanot that are eaten. The chatat is eaten by inside the curtains. That's a borrowed term from the Mishkan. It means that it's eaten inside the azara to males of the kohanim in any kind of preparation. B'chol ma'achal, which means it can be cooked, roasted, etc. Liyom v'layel al chatzot. It's eaten that day and that night until midnight. Really, min doraita, it's eaten all night. But in our bottom, we have a siag mentioned in the first Mishnah brachot, and that is to consume it by midnight. Now, Hechi Avid, what are these matanot like? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Padat. We have a machloket. Charamar noten ama elach vayma elach. One of them, we don't know which one, said that when the keren, the corner, which is a capstone on top of the mizbeach, which is one ama high, is one ama by one ama square. So he said, you put it anywhere on there. Charamar mechatev yored keneged chudo shel keren. The other one said, no, you have to put it exactly where the corner is and go down. Now, Ali b'Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon de Amar hi atzma inan aseita lebegufa shel keren. We're going to see a machloket in a couple minutes between Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon and Rebbe about where these damim go. So, according to Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, who says that it has to be done on the body of the keren, of the capstone, Then, everybody agrees that you have the full Amma by Amma area of the capstone. Ki pligi alibin Rebbe, the machloket is only according to Rebbe, because Rebbe, as we will see, says you could do it anywhere vertically on the top half of the, above the chuta sikrat. Marsara Amma elach v'amma elach keneged kerenhu. So one of them says that even according to Rebbe, you have one Amma away from the corner in either direction is still called corner. Marsara kenel chuda in tfelo. He says, no, it has to be right on the corner. Now, meitevei, we'll see Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon in a minute. First, meitevei, chatot atzibur v'hayachid ketzad matan daman. Here is an explicit bright picking up off our Mishnah. Hayau lele kevash v'fanal sovei v'alo keren domyon yizachin. Right, so he comes to the first corner. Tovel be'etzpa'o hayamanit. He would stick in his right finger. Hamiyumenet should be amin, meaning his forefinger, the main finger of his right hand. Min adam should be mazrek. He would stick it into the dam that's in the kli. The chomer begodlo milamalo etzpok tana milamata. And then he would mix together, bring together his thumb and his little finger. Umachatevi orate, and then he would bring it down, keneged chudash al keren, right at the exact corner of the keren, and draw it down. Until he finishes all the dam that he's got in his fingers. Then he'd go to each corner and do the same thing. So you see that it really does have to be right on the corner. So the answer is, that's just describing the ideal. It should ideally be right at the corner. You could argue that That's the ideal, but if he does it within an amah of each side and each direction, then it's still okay. Now, my Rebbe Armelozer Rebbe Shimon, we promised to look at this brayta. Tanya, damim ha'elyonim nitanim mechuta sikra ulamala. Any dam that goes above, which is basically the chatat behema and olat ha'of, goes above the chuta sikra. Damim tachtonim nitanim mechuta sikra ulamata. And any lower damim, which is everything else, goes below the chuta sikra. That's it. Above or below, that's all we care about. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Omer, no. Pamedva memorim olat ha'of. As far as saying anywhere above is good enough, that's only for olat ha'of. It has to be done right on the corner. Now, Amar Rabbi Abahu, my Tama, the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it has to be done right? Has to be done right on the corner. Sorry, why does Rebbe say that it's anywhere above? Dichtiv, and the pasuk in Yechezkel says Harel, Harel here or Hariel is a reference to the Mizbeach. Arba Amot miHarel Lumala. Now, the Mizbeach is not four Amot. Ramotu Havya? It's not four amot, it's 32 by 32. Arba'ava makom kranot arba. It means the kranot are four. Kom kranot arba havya? It's not true. They're really, each one is two square, so is going to be really, there'll be four total square amot, but that's not what it is. If you put them together, you'd have 16 square amot. Ala ema reshut kranot dalad. What it means is that the territory of the kranot goes down four, which means the one amav itself and another three down. And that's all called Karen. That's why Rebbe says you could put it anywhere vertically on that area. Okay, Tananatam, Chut Shel Sikra Chogro Ba'emtza. The Chut HaSikra sort of belts in the Mizbeach in the middle. It goes around halfway. I mean, all the way around at the halfway in the vertical line. Mahavdil Ben Dam Yodim Tachtonim. It's there to distinguish between the Dam above and the Dam below. Menahani Mili, how do I know this? Rachabar Katina and Shenemar, Raita Reshon Al Chatzim Mizbeach. That in describing the Mishkan, the Torah says that you have to have this lace work that covers the Mizbeach all the way until half. The Torah basically said, put this machitza there to divide between upper and lower damim. Now, the Mishnah then said, Shiare Hadam, the Shirayim go into the southern Yisod. Tanabaran, Yisod Mizbeach, Ze Yisod Dromi. So when the Torah talks about the Chatat HaChitzona, you throw it to the Yisod Mizbeach, that's the southern. One. Atalmer is Yisod Dromi and Yisod Maravi. Maybe it's the western one. There are two. One in the west, one in the south. And we saw the use of the one in the west already for Chatat Pnimit. Vilametzal Tuminam Furash. So why don't we just say this one also goes in the west? Because the Torah does not explicate where it goes. And the Torah did explicate, sort of, where the other one goes. So learn from that which is explicit to here. Amartal, Iratomina Kemeshtet, Satomina Chal. We are going to Satuminam Furash. Because we're going to apply coming down from the kevesh to leaving the hechal for the chatat pnimit. Ma yitziyatu min hechal b'samuchlo, if you're atomina kevesh b'samuchlo. Just like when he comes out of the hechal, it's the first one he gets to. So here it's the first one he gets to, which in this case, of course, will be south, because it's when he finishes his four turns and putting it on the southwest corner. He's at the Yisod Dromi. The men of the Gemarot have maps, and you can see where that is. Now, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zivisei Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, both Chatat Pnimit and Chatat Chitzona, the surplus is spilled out into the western Yisod. Shimon Yochai Omer, Zivisei Yisod Dromi. No, they're both on the southern one. Now, based on the Mandamai Yisod Maravi, Rabbi Shmuel makes sense because Kasari Lamitsu Tumanam Farash. That which is not explicated, we learn from that which is explicated, which is the western one. Alamandam are Yisod Dromi, but according to the one who says it's on the southern one, my time, why would he say that even the Chatat HaPnimit, unlike our Mishnah, why would he say that the Chatat HaPnimit, that the surplus is spilled onto the southern Yisod, that's not going to be the first one he encounters on the way out? Amravasi Kasav Haitana Kule Mizbeach Mitzafon Kai. The answer is that this Tana must hold that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, which means when you come out of the Hechal, the first thing that you see is the tip of the Mizbeach, and therefore the southern Yisod is what you first encounter. Another way to say it, which is the same thing, is to say that the entire doorway is in the south. Again, the same thing. When you come out, the first thing you hit is the south Yisod and not the western one. Now, Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai Umrim, but we have a version that in the school of Rebbe Shmuel, they said that Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai actually said differently. Zevezei Yisod Maravi. They said Rishon Yochai said, yeah, they're both in the same place, but they're both west, not south. V'simanecha mashchu gavre legavra. And the way to see it as a siman, remember, an easy mnemonic is that the men pulled the man, meaning the students of Rabbi Shmuel pulled Rabbi Shmuel Yochai into their school and had him agree with their Rebbe. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah and see about the Korban Olah. In the meantime, pause and wish everybody a wonderful day.